Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you get to control the content of the website. So not only do you get to take control of the airwaves, you can also influence the stuff that shows up on the front page of the website by submitting ideas, submitting show prep suggestions. Maybe you're surfing around, you see a really cool YouTube video that you think our listeners will enjoy, or perhaps a news article of interest, blog post that you think is really cool. You submit it to the site, then it goes into our upcoming stories queue. Other listeners get to vote on how they feel about it, and you get to vote on things too. And in the aggregate, we figure out which is the most popular, and the most popular items make it to the front page of our website.
I did that just 15 minutes ago.
What did you do?
I found this video of all of the existing nuclear explosions
nuclear.
On the planet.
Nuclear.
Mm-hmm. However you say that word. So somebody made a video of all known nuclear explosions ever from like 1945 to 1998, and it's very fascinating, so I thought
so
I would share
pop that into the website. And then other people can now go and vote on that. And it's a really cool site, and it lets you, the listener, control the main content of the website. Head over and check it out at freetalklive.com and get interactive. Let's go to your phone calls. Dave is listening in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Well, I had a giant brainstorm over the last couple, 3 days, and I wanted to share it with you guys before I did a Ridley report about it or before I put it on the Internet. You guys get the scoop.
For exclusive content.
Well, you know, the Shire Society sort of gave me an idea. It's a declaration, I guess, you guys signed. It gave me the idea. Maybe there is a way to take that a step further and form, I guess, what I call, for lack of a better word, a Shire Alliance.
Hmm. What
where
would that be?
You have a group, be like a sister organization, maybe, where a group of people take the same pledge that the members of the NATO alliance took against Russia in the Cold War.
Okay.
An attack on one is an attack on all. And each person pledges to provide a certain amount of support or opposition when one of the other members is aggressed on.
It's an interesting proposal. It's certainly unspoken at this point. Certainly we've seen people come to one another's aid when they are aggressed by the government, but this would imply some sort of obligation.
Sort of, although the way I brainstorm it, it wouldn't so much be that you're signing a contract or pledging to do it. You're just joining. You're saying you're going to try to do it. If you don't do it, you may be expelled from the organization.
Yeah.
The problem I have with that, though, is it removes any sort of free will, kind of. You know what I'm saying?
He did say that you would try.
Try.
Like that,
that'd be better. Because I don't like the way that, like, governments have treated. That's how we got into World War II, wasn't it? Because for World War I, like, all these governments had treaties with each other. Well, if you poke one with a stick, then we're going to come back with a bigger stick, and then it's a big mess, and everybody's fighting each other.
Well, of course, we're not talking about fighting here. We're talking about peaceful and constructive resistance.
Sure,
right. But if somebody can be kicked out because maybe they don't agree with what's going on or have a different view, I don't know. It makes me kind of nervous when you say stuff like that.
It seems to me to be, I think it's an okay idea. I just, it seems to be duplicating reality because in reality, that's what's happening. If you're here in New Hampshire, and technically you can be a member of the Shire Society and be anywhere, but the best place to be is here in New Hampshire because you're around a lot of other Shire Society members,
yep.
People who have joined this peaceful voluntary, order. But it's kind of happening right now. The activists, whenever somebody gets in trouble with the state agents or coming after them for some reason, they tend to rally behind them, presuming their cause is just, and it usually is. They rally behind them and provide them with what assistance they possibly can. And if your alliance agreement is simply that they will do their best, then that really is just a restatement of reality. And then you're just trying to go around getting people to sign an agreement that they're already pretty much enacting in their lives. It seems unnecessary, I guess is what I'm saying.
Two objections to your objection. The first one would be that, first of all, as I brainstorm it anyway, it would lay out very specific that you would spend an hour a month, say, or an hour a week or something like that, dedicated to the defense of each charge, or each, you know, each time the government charges someone, you're committed to spending an hour to help the person that's been charged or to oppose the charge if it's victimless. And then the other objection that I would have would be, right now we have a situation I can't think of. I can't remember my second objection. So you can.
Well, that's okay. But then again, if you're going to pledge to an hour, then you are pledging that you will be doing something. It won't just be I'll do my best. It'll be here's what I'm going to do. And then, of course, well, nobody actually is checking you on whether or not you've done an hour's worth of work. So it's still on the honor system. And I don't know.
No,
maybe you're right, Dave. Maybe this will help people firm up their commitments to one another. It could be a really useful thing. I don't know if I want to chase down a bunch of signatures.
There is a way they would be checked, and the way I envision it, you do everything on a web form, maybe even on one thread, where if you're spending an hour helping somebody, you have to document that. Again, if you don't do that, you're not breaking your word, but you'd probably be expelled from the organization for not following through. That would be my brainstorm.
Hey, let us know how that works out, Dave. It's an interesting idea. I hope you have success with it.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea. I'm speaking for myself. I'm not a huge fan of just signing all sorts of documents and whatnot. I don't know. If I can help you out, I'll help you out if I agree with it. But otherwise, yeah.
You'd get something out of it. So that's the benefit of it. You would have the knowledge that this X number of activists are each going to spend an hour to help you if you get into a jam.
It's not a bad idea, and I think maybe over time it could really turn into something, perhaps. I'd love to see it become a proof of concept and actually show us, see, I told you this would work. Right now, I remain skeptical, Dave.
All right, well, we'll see.
Because I just don't see a lot of these folks as being joiners. Maybe it's just me, maybe it's just the types of folks that are around here. Declaring oneself independent from the coercive governments and declaring oneself independent as far as your perspective and declaring sovereignty and declaring a voluntary society it doesn't require other people to do things and then getting into that I think would make things a little bit complicated. Mark, you've been sitting silently throughout most of this.
You know, I think that largely this is happening. I would hesitate. I don't want to be anybody's secretary. I don't want to fill out anything that I've done as far as activism today. I feel my activism is of value. My activism is essentially media based. I bring the message of liberty to America and the world at large. I may or may not decide, and I have, to run across the state to hold a sign for somebody or to, go to somebody's court trial or something like that.
You're also on the board of directors for the CD Evolution Fund.
Right. So I do things, but they're not as, they're peripheral. They have a tendency to be. They're not on the front like you do, Dave, and some of the activism you've done. And I thank you for it. So I don't know. I'm going to feel when I write up my report for the alliance somehow I'm lesser than the other people, and I don't know.
Yeah, does spending time writing back emails to the CD Evolution Fund executive board, does that count toward the hour? Because I spend some time on that pretty much on a daily basis, and of course I do this radio show for 3 hours per night. So should I be writing all that information in there on this report form, and then I'm just spending time filling
out
reports?
Then somebody has to decide, somebody appoints themselves alliance cop. Well, haven't been filling out your reports. I propose to the group that Puke, who has not been filling out his reports, be ejected from the alliance.
Ah, they're on to me.
Rules, yeah. Rules of libertarians, cat herding.
Go far.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
There you go, Dave. First initial reactions. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
It's kind of an interesting idea. Somebody I read earlier today on one of the forums was talking about like a not quite an ID card, but like a Shire, sort of like the declaration that you could show somebody that says, ha-ha, I'm not in your society, I'm in the Shire society. And I don't feel like, I don't want a copy, I don't want a Shire ID, I don't want another form of ID, or to have to show people, like, look at me, I just want to be left alone, be free, I don't want to... duplicate the government's.
You better make the ID 6 feet tall, 3 feet wide, and bulletproof so that you actually hide behind it. It's really not good for anything else.
I think an ID is useful. I think that you'll find that the ID will become popular. I know that initially, when someone thought it up a couple years ago, it had some. You actually had one made for yourself, didn't you?
No, I was the one making them.
Oh, I see. So you're good enough to make the IDs, but not actually carry one of your own creation.
I don't know. I just feel like, it's just kind of like role-playing. I don't care.
Yeah, but people are going to want to know, in the absence of government, they're going to want to know who you are.
Well, I think identification is important, but I just don't want to duplicate their forms.
Oh, no, you're not duplicating their form. You're just coming up with a private ID. And I think there's some value to that. More coming up, though. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zempacs, and X2s, that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling. Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, we give them away, and they include our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Everything from serious issues to silly nonsense. You'll find it all over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Now then, are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live?
Yes.
Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life?
I am.
Well, if you knew that thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them?
Probably.
You can. Join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's what I did. Made the move up here to New Hampshire almost a full 4 years ago at this point, and it has been one of the best decisions I've ever made. I have had more social interactions in the last 4 years than probably my entire life up until that point, and it has just been absolutely fantastic. This summer alone has been incredible with the Keene nightcaps going on.
Party animal.
People, I never considered myself much of a party guy, and I still don't, but I do enjoy going out and doing the civil disobedience. And
yeah, I feel the same way. I wasn't a social creature either, but until I moved up here, and, you know, it's just you get along with people better up here.
Right, they're just good people. I mean, not just the activists, but up here in New Hampshire, people are just nicer in general. That, at least from my experience being down in Florida, just people are different here. Something special
about
this place.
Yeah, I think that people are different in different places. I think that they're friendlier on the street here. I think it takes a little more time to get to know them. But these are all just generalizations about regions, and it's very difficult to speak to.
Anyway, head on over to freestateproject.org. And get involved over there. So, Mark, you said you had a further comment. We jumped into Dave's call there at the top of the hour, but you had a comment further in regards to Christians and this false Christianity. We had an email in the last hour for our listeners that are just tuning in where a guy basically said, literally said he bows his head, or he bows.
My head to the heroes of the U.S. military. Let freedom reign. Yours in Christ, Brother Eric.
Right. So right there in those few sentences, he puts the military members to be this idol, something to worship.
I think this is the sort of the way it goes with Republican, Christian, conservative types. It's the
so-called Christian
conflating the United States government as, you know, God-given. It's a Christian nation and blah 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 blah. And I find this stuff to be really weird. It doesn't make any sense. First off, if you read the history of the nation, you'll find out, yes, certainly Western civilization is based on some Judeo-Christian ideas. I get that, as they evolved over time. However, you know, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, two very pivotal figures, Benjamin Franklin, to a lesser extent, Adams and Washington, were all deists. Now, Adams and Washington, less so. They're just some of the ideas. But
deist
it was a very
meaning the God created everything and then left it alone.
Essentially, God is not actively involved in man's.
He's not sitting there and judging you,
right?
Because
the suggestion is when that car runs over that little girl in the street, the God wanted it to happen. A deist would say, well, you know, the ball bounced in the street, the little girl went after it, a car hit her, and that's the reality. Whereas people that believe that God's actively involved would think that. You know, I guess God did it for a reason. I don't know exactly what precisely they mean. But
it's just a cop out.
When I was in Christian school, I was taught that, you can't serve two masters. You'll love the one and hate the other, or deny the one and serve the other, or whatever the Bible verse is that surrounds that. And they were always telling you, this, by the way, rich Christian school saying, don't love money, right? All these WASP kids of dentists and doctors and lawyers and things like that. Don't love money. Anyway.
Well, don't love it. Just give it all to me.
Right. Well, that school wasn't that way. It didn't seem. No. At least it didn't seem that way to me. They do it once a year fundraiser, but big deal. So, So the idea is that there can be gods besides little things you carve out of a coconut, right? So instead of a god, a little idol that you've carved out of wood or metal or whatever.
That just makes me thirsty when you say that.
that you can hold something else up as a god. And my question to you is this.
Christian.
Yeah, you Christian conservative types out there. Is can the United States be a god to someone? Can they be the false god? Can they be the second god, a periphery god? And if they are, what would worship of the United States be? How would it look?
Hand over the heart.
Hand over your
up,
heart.
Take off
saying
the
a little
hat.
Prayer like the Pledge of Allegiance every day at school. I mean, what is this except, to me, but nation worship?
Praying for the troops.
Nationalism is why would you pray to one god the God asks for 10% of your money. How much do you give the federal government? How much do they demand?
More.
To me, the United States has become a religion of a great deal of Christian conservatives. Whether it's the primary one or the secondary one, God can't stand your God. I don't know. I don't believe this, but God can't stand other gods. So if you worship the United States by putting your hand over your heart and saying, "I love the troops, God bless America," then aren't you somewhere in there is the possibility that you're making America a god. And if America is a god, you know, how does the worship look, and how are you going to change that if you can identify this behavior in other people?
Yeah, I think it's a really good question, and I think that I'm just trying to imagine what somebody who is one of these conservative Christians would say to that. Well, clearly government isn't God. Only God is God. How can you even make that comparison?
Well, hold on. If you think that
even in the same
God
category
is God, then what about all the other gods that other people have worshipped in the past? Was Zeus a god, or was he imaginary? And when people built little things out of stone or wood to worship him, were they worshipping a god, or were they just worshipping other things? Because in the Bible, they claim that you shall not have no other gods before me, and so therefore, what was Zeus? Can I worship Zeus since he's not real? And will God accept that? The answer is no, if you believe the
good
biblical
point.
God. So my question to you is, once again, could God be made out of a fabric? Could he be red, white, and blue and have stars on him? When you look up at him,
that'd be awesome fabric.
Right.
I want a coat made out of that.
This is what it is. It's an icon. This is exactly what it is. It's worship of a graven image, a stone image.
We don't
in this
have
case.
A golden calf. We got a flag.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's what it is. Americans worship
tanks.
This as if
the bombers.
As if the United States of America is somehow better than other nations. And I just don't see that as being so. There's some things about it I really like a lot better than I do other nations, but I'm not going to hold it up as a religious thing.
It certainly doesn't sound, it's not very humble. Wasn't Christ about all being humble or something or other?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jesus would have had, for the first 3 centuries of Christianity, it was a protest religion against government. Jesus would have had nothing to do with government.
Yeah.
Who would Jesus bomb in the name of whatever?
That's a great point, Pukin. I don't think it's really been made before. The humble fact, the factor here in that, I remember singing in Christian camp, humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
Humble thyself in the sight of the Lord.
The people that are nationalistic, that was the song.
Yes,
the people
I know
that
them all.
Are nationalistic are in no way humble.
When
they're worshiping their God, the state, they are touting it from the rooftops, and they are so proud that they worship this God of the state, so proud that they will sing songs in public, and that they will set off fireworks, and that they will do whatever they can to show how darn proud of their worshiping their God figure is. And that's the complete opposite of being humble. The Bible says to go in the closet when you pray.
I think alpaca wool is pretty close to a God fabric. That stuff's awesome.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Perhaps you're a Christian and you'd like to address this. You're welcome to Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, 1 heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try MicroPlant Powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, MicroPlant Powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up anything. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You will find the webcam there at cam.freetalklive.com. And you'll also find the chat room built into the very same page so you can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners all for free. cam.freetalklive.com. The webcam brought to you by memorydealers.com. Again, find it free at cam.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, we will take your phone calls about absolutely anything. Story brought to you by the good folks over at copblock.org. In 1999, Ted White Jr. was convicted of child molestation in a Missouri courtroom. He would spend 5 years in prison before being exonerated and released.
Wait, did he molest someone in a courtroom?
No, I
don't
think
so. That's a poor sentence.
What the jury in White's first trial did not know was that the lead detective, Richard McKinley, who was investigating the allegations against White, was having an affair with White's wife.
Oh, my God.
It's not clear when the affair began, but it is clear that Detective McKinley lied about the affair under oath and kept exculpatory evidence from the defense. Ted White's nightmare began when his 12-year-old adopted stepdaughter and his wife, Tina White, accused him of being a child molester. White was eager to clear his name, so he called the lead investigator, Detective McKinley, and offered to come in and make a statement. He was oblivious to the fact that McKinley was in a relationship with his wife.
God.
It's unusual for the police to refuse a suspect's offer to make a voluntary statement, but that's exactly what Detective McKinley did, because he wasn't interested in the truth. He was only interested in pleasing his new girlfriend. White was arrested and charged with 13 felony counts, including rape, child molestation, sodomy, and apparently another count of child molestation. In a pretrial deposition, White's attorney, Matthew O'Connor, asked McKinley two important questions. First, he asked if McKinley had any personal interest in the case. The prosecutor, Jennifer Mittler, had anticipated this type of question. She was aware of the affair between McKinley and Tina White, and she arranged to signal McKinley by clearing her throat during questioning if he needed to disclose the affair. McKinley hesitated and waited for a signal before answering O'Connor's question. When there was no signal, he said no. O'Connor then asked, Do you have other contact with Ms. White other than what you have put in your reports? McKinley again answered no. At this point, he had been in a relationship with Tina White for at least 10 months and possibly longer. Detective McKinley, however, didn't stop at perjury in his quest to have an innocent man convicted and sent to prison. Also, he could get his so he could get it on with this woman. I mean, he was willing to put his competition behind bars. Is that what this is all about?
It takes a sick sociopath, but you know, and his wife too. I mean, these are sick people that would do this. But you know, it happens more times than we would care to believe.
Well, you have to ask yourself, well, what about the little girl? I mean, apparently she was accusing as well. How did they get her involved?
How old was she?
12. Detective McKinley didn't stop at perjury, however. The accuser, 12-year-old Jamie White, kept a diary. In the diary, she wrote wonderful things about her father and never mentioned any type of abuse. This diary was a crucial piece of evidence for the defense. McKinley read the diary and, instead of collecting it as evidence, turned it over to her mother, Tina. The diary then disappeared. Immediately after White's conviction, O'Connor learned of the affair when a citizen came forward with the information. When O'Connor hinted to Mettler that he had just learned something damaging to the prosecution, she admitted that the prosecution was aware of the affair. Because this information was not turned over to the defense, White was eventually granted a new trial. The second trial ended with a mistrial when the jury deadlocked 11-1 for acquittal. The 11 jurors were so sure of White's innocence that they were active in trying to secure his release after the mistrial. That's pretty unusual. Usually the jurors just want to go home. But in this case, they actually stood up for this guy. They were vocal in the media and wrote letters to the Missouri Attorney General asking the charges be dismissed. 2 years later, the third trial would end with White's acquittal, but not before he'd been financially ruined and not before 7 years of his life had been lost.
Wow.
5 of those years were lost in prison, where as a child molester, guess what happened to him?
He didn't die, did he?
No, he didn't die, but he was brutally, brutally beaten. Well, while White was living through hell in prison, McKinley married Tina White and became $500,000 richer. Because of his conviction, Tina White was awarded all of Ted White's assets when she divorced him.
Sure.
Oh, that's why.
That's awesome.
After White
gotta
was...
love that justice system.
Yep. Oh, man, did you guys hear the story on Friday night's Free Talk Live, or not Friday night, Sunday night's Free Talk Live?
No.
Of the Justice Center that had vandalism done to its sign?
Oh, yes, I did hear that.
The graffiti? Hilarious.
Quotation marks.
Yeah, I think it was up on the Free Talk Live site.
Yes, it is.
It was? Okay. Or is? Yeah, Mark, somebody went and they took like a stencil of quotation marks, and they white spray painted this onto a sign that had white lettering and a black background, and they put quotation marks around the word justice in so-and-so Justice Center.
Mm-hmm.
And it took them about 4 days, apparently, to notice.
Yeah, I would think it would. If it's well done, it would.
Yeah, it was brilliant. Brilliant. That's one of those things you can easily duplicate around the country. Just a suggestion. All right, so continue here. After White was exonerated, he filed a lawsuit against the city's the city of Lee's Summit, Missouri, the chief of police, and Detective McKinley. 2006, as part of a settlement that would remove the city from the lawsuit, Lee's Summit City government agreed to pay any final judgment entered by the court in favor of White. In 2008, the court ruled that McKinley had violated White's due process rights by withholding evidence, and the court awarded White almost $16 million. Now, Lee's Summit is refusing to pay. That's interesting, isn't it? That you know, the city can just say, "Oh, you court, the justice system, you've just awarded this man $16 million. Well, we're not going
to
pay."
Wait, so the city agreed to pay, right?
That's right.
And then once the guy won the case, they were like, "Oh, crap!
Our gamble failed.
Now we're just not going to pay."
Yeah. Lee's Summit's mayor, Randy Rhodes, said that, apparently not the professional wrestler or the talk show host, said that despite No, that was Dusty Rhodes. Never mind. Said that despite an
indemnification... There has to have been a professional wrestler named Randy Rhodes at some point.
Probably.
Said despite an indemnification agreement which removed the city as a defendant in this case, it has been determined after an extensive review that paying for any damages would be a violation of city ordinances. We can't just go and pay these damages. It'll violate our own city rules.
Can't be doing that.
Rhodes went on to say that when the agreement was signed, there was no way to know what the verdict would rule that McKinley violated White's constitutional rights, and that, quote, in light of that verdict, it's unlawful under ordinance for the city to indemnify the defendant. Lee's Summit city ordinances specifically state that if a city employee violates the rights of another person, the city shall not indemnify that employee. White has yet to receive a dime and now must endure more of our justice system in order to get his restitution. White has apologized to the taxpayers of Lee's Summit, saying, I'm going to have to fight again, and it's going to cost the city more money. I apologize to the citizens of Lee's Summit, but I have to do what's right. Detective McKinley eventually lost his job, but since the city of Lee's Summit indemnified him from having to pay damages, he himself will not be responsible for any restitution, and he has never been charged with perjury. So the man...
See, this is the crazy part, is this is what your judicial system is, people. This is how it works. It protects the people that are part of it.
Yeah.
The system is there to protect and serve themselves. And here's a guy who's clearly, you know, a sick, disgusting sociopath that was working as a police officer, and somehow or another we didn't manage to train this out of them. That's what they always claim about police officers. But these guys are trained. That's why they can carry weapons. This sick sociopath sent a man to prison that he knew was not guilty for, you know, terrible things. Terrible things happened to him, you know.
So he could get in his wife's pants and get her money from the divorce settlement.
Disgusting.
And down the line, when it all comes out 7 years later, after the man has spent 5 years in prison and suffered brutal beatings because the prisoners believed he was a child molester, after all of that, all that happens to the cop who put this man behind bars... All that happens to him is he lost his job eventually.
Yeah, does it say in the story whether he got his pension and whatnot? He probably
a good question.
That.
There if is he a lost good his chance. Job, it's not likely.
If he was resigned,
usually it'll say they resigned.
Yeah. Still, that's all that happened to him. Not even a charge for lying on the stand. No perjury charge.
But remember, rest of us in America, we don't get pensions.
Yeah.
It's just the people that work for the government.
I haven't even gotten a raise in 3 years.
Enough time remains here for your calls. Dial on in, toll free at 800-259-9231 and take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a product or service that you can sell to a national audience? Free Talk Live is a nationally syndicated talk show on more than 80 talk radio stations from Alaska to Florida. We've been named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 list. That's the 100 most important radio talk shows in the nation twice. And the number one political podcast on podcastawards.com 4 out of the last 5 years. You can have access to our 80-plus stations and our large and loyal podcast audience for as little as $500 a month. Contact me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too, and you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com, the best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes, papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample, or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, but there is enough time for your phone call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a list of things you can do to help get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country, more internet listeners, bringing them on board as well, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. And we're going to your phone calls. Dave, a different Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave in New Hampshire. Going once. Dave in New Hampshire. Going twice.
I wonder how many people out in the audience are making that old Cheech and Chong reference. Dave's Which not one? Here.
Oh, is it? Was it Dave?
Yeah.
It's been a while since it. Been a while. Good stuff, though, man.
It was funny. Funny stuff.
My dad turned me on to Cheech and Chong before I even knew what most of the jokes were. Like, I remember listening to that.
They certainly seemed dumb then, didn't they?
It was
dumb
funny.
Humor. Yeah,
yeah, I enjoyed the stuff. I mean, it's still dumb humor.
But at least you understand what they're referencing.
Yeah, I have some ideas to the context.
I met Chong one time at the studios.
Really?
Yeah, at the radio station, and he said, I briefly talked to him. He said, hey, man, that's a great tie. I always tell people you got to dress up when you go to court.
What?
I guess the suggestion was as I had just come back from court.
But you were a salesman.
Right, I'm a salesman. So, of course, I was wearing a tie all the time. But it was funny. You know, it amused me. I thought it was hilarious.
Now, did I hear they're getting back together?
I have heard that a couple of times.
Like they're on a tour now or something like that, yeah. Actually doing a comedy tour.
Whenever Cheech isn't doing so great, isn't busy, essentially, he'll go back to his buddy Chong there.
Yeah, and is it true they're coming out with a new movie?
I don't know.
I have heard these things. It's what is old is new again, right? I mean, so they've got Pee Wee Herman. There's going to be a new Pee Wee movie
getting
coming
baked
out.
At the Glendale Retirement Home.
The reboot.
Was it Pee Wee Reboot?
I don't know if it is or not, but Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know much about it. I know that Paul Rubens is writing that, and you know, Cheech and Chong getting back together.
It's kind of the same mentality of like, hey, let's take all these old shows that were popular and do them again or make them a movie. Or
sure,
something.
But the people who liked them will, you know, like them. People like Pee Wee, so they'll go to some people will
I
go
have no
see
idea
it.
Why.
Now,
oof.
20 years later, it's significantly easier to get a movie produced than it used to be. You can do more low budget stuff. You can market it yourself. I mean, people have been successful doing this, so I support. Paul and, you know, all of his efforts.
Yeah, IMDb lists the untitled Cheech and Chong animated project, so maybe they will be coming back in animated
That's
form
funny.
Some
huh.
point in the future. So, toll
in
free.
In 3D.
There you go. 1-800-259-9231, the
Pixar.
SACL. The yeah. SACL CAI toll free line. Hey, there's a little bit of news about this whole oil spill thing. We haven't talked much about that recently, and I guess they've had some success with capping this.
Yeah, it's pretty much
but
taken care of.
What about all the damage? What about all of the oil and the birds?
They say it's not as bad as they thought.
That's what I wanted to share here. I found this.
It's a big gulf, you know. I mean, yeah. There was a lot of oil dumped into it, but it's a huge area, and there's a lot of area for it to disperse in, and it was way out there. It was a deep water well.
Well, what does Slate have to say? Slate.com reporting, despite apocalyptic coverage, oily pelicans, and President Obama's description of the BP spill as the worst environmental disaster. America has ever faced.
Some kind of terrible ethnic reference. You ought to be ashamed.
Times' Michael Grunwald contends that the Gulf, and this is coming from Time magazine, Michael Grunwald contends that the Gulf spill isn't anywhere near as bad as the public has been led to believe. Grunwald, whom Mike Allen praises as on the speed dial of all Enviroflax, acknowledges that even though the Gulf spill is the biggest in U.S. history, and even though we can't say for sure what the long-term effects will be, the numbers on the ground just haven't justified the hype. So far, Grunwald writes from Port Fortune, Louisiana. He writes that the spill has killed less than 1% of the birds that died during Exxon Valdez, has destroyed 350 acres of marshes. Louisiana was already losing 15,000 acres per year, and hasn't made a permanent impact on the region's fishing or shrimping. There's just no data to suggest this is an environmental disaster.
The biggest disaster was what the government did in response by stopping people from being able
from
to fish.
From helping?
From the moratorium on drilling. You know, these things have been much larger disasters on a human scale.
Well, didn't they also get in the way of the actual efforts to...
Yeah, the Dutch actually offered, the Dutch government offered to bring over a bunch of ships and to help them shore up the marshes and whatnot because, you know, Holland or whatever it is, you know, they know how to make dikes and whatnot.
Yeah,
and
apparently they're pretty...
The federal government was like, nah, we don't need you guys.
They believe themselves to be very good at it, and I can only assume that they are. They also offered during Exxon Valdez and were turned away again. The United States government assuming that it's better than other governments at doing everything.
Yeah, it reminds me of when that Soviet sub, the Kursk, went down and everybody offered to help save these guys' lives, and the Soviet government did the same thing and said, no, we've got it. It was you know, these governments have all this hubris. Yeah, and all the guys on that submarine died.
So marine scientist and BP consultant Ivor van Herden told Grunwald that, again, there's just no data to suggest it's an environmental disaster. The author
Wasn't
notes,
there a pandemic last fall? I remember a lot of hype around all these things.
They love
things,
to just get people scared, really. Yeah.
That's what major media is. That's what
sells the ads.
Yeah, that's what the mainstream media is it's fires, mudslides, disasters, hurricanes, death on a massive scale.
Whatever will keep you tuned in through a commercial break, right? The author notes that Van Heerden is controversial in Louisiana for downplaying the spill and challenging conventional wisdom about Katrina.
The people of Louisiana want that money. They know that money is coming if the bigger the disaster, the more money that comes. They're already still on the government teat from FEMA.
Yeah, he was the one that, by the way, got the Army Corps of Engineers to admit that flooding was a structural problem, not the hurricane's problem. But Grunwald says there's good reason to believe him. He says, I have no interest in making BP look good. I think they lied about the size of the spill, but we're not seeing catastrophic impacts. He says the impacts have been much, much less than everyone feared. A geochemist, Jacqueline Michel, agreed, this doesn't diminish the significance of the spill, they said, but it should put things in perspective. More than 2,000 miles of coastal Louisiana have vanished over the past decade, and the BP spill won't result in anything like that. Compared with the disappearing marshes, coastal scientist Paul Kemp told Grunwald the spill is like a sunburn on a cancer patient.
Mm.
So we go to back to the phones and the fun. We're going to try Dave one last time. Dave in New Hampshire, are you with us on Free Talk Live?
I'm with you.
What's on your mind tonight, Dave?
This is my question. Do you all think that some people think Jesus is like socialist to an extent or something?
Yeah, I've heard people say that, you know, it seems like either ones of the political people here in America, the Democrats and the Republicans, will say Jesus was a Republican, Jesus was a Democrat. And I tend to think otherwise. It seems like Jesus didn't participate in the political process at all. He did not advocate either the Sadducees, the Pharisees, the Romans, any of these people. Jesus was killed by the government. So to suggest that Jesus was part of your, you know, whichever side you might be in. I don't mean you, David. I'm the sort of rhetorical you. To suggest that Jesus is part of your political party is silly. One of the reasons that people will claim that Jesus is a socialist or Jesus is a Democrat is because they want to share with the poor. They want to take money from some people and give it, you know, some people who are wealthy, they believe are wealthy and have it, and give it to other people who are not wealthy and don't. I think
there's plenty of Jesus's actions and teachings and words that endorsed that.
Sure. Jesus actually, you know, some of the four commandments that were given in Acts to Christians were, one of them wasn't to eat blood, which is really weird. But the other one was, you know, take care of the poor, and I can't remember precisely what the other two. Love the Lord God with
like
all your
blood
heart.
Sausage?
Thou shalt not be a vampire.
Right. So there's this weird thing about blood in there. But, yeah, the idea is to help the poor. But the question is what is help? If you forcibly take my money and tell me that you're going to throw me in jail and separate me from my wife and my child, am I helping by giving money? I don't think I am. I think I'm being extorted. And Jesus didn't say, extort people in order to give money to the poor.
Yeah,
helping means that you take your money and give it to the poor. Extortion means you take someone else's money and then you can give it to whomever you want, in this case, giving it to the poor. So it's
while keeping a good chunk for yourself.
And let's not forget that the welfare programs keep 70 cents on every dollar.
So Jesus would be willing to help people, but not by force.
Yes.
So that's really a very voluntarist position. Jesus was a voluntarist, I think.
Yeah, see, now you're doing what they do.
Oh. Okay, you think he's all right. It's just the reason I said it is because he said stuff. If you have two coats, you give one away.
Yeah.
And he said if you're a rich man, it's easier for a rich man to go. It's easier for a camel to go through an eye of a needle than for a rich man to go to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
There's nothing wrong with giving. In fact, I find that what you give, you get. So, you know, it's a good thing to give. And I that's one of the reasons why I spend most of the money that I earn, so I can reinvest it into the future and make things better. And I give money to local charities, and I reinvest it into the movement. I just bought $1,500 worth of sponsorships with the guys from the Liberty on Tour. And so giving certainly is a good thing, and there's nothing socialist about that. Socialism is taking.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.